you can photograph. Paint it on the back of your eyes and laugh. See the phony photograph.
Sounding very, very Bill Nelson-like. Welcome to the show, everybody. DJ Ian here. Hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. We are live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Big hello to DJ Billy, the vinyl spinner. Hope you're doing all right down there in balmy Portland. Just had a mosquito fly around my living room. It's December, for God's sake. Last night it was 12.5 centigrade at like 20 to 1. Ridiculous. Oh well. We've been complaining about the cold for the last month. Usually about 6 or 7 degrees. Yeah, 60 Fahrenheit. That's a little high. and raining, of course. That Hawaiian rain that we get. So welcome to the show. A very special show today. We have none other than Bill Nelson. His very first album, which I've never really sat down and listened to. And I've had it for a couple of years. And I'm a big Nelson fan. Big Nelson, Bill Nelson fan. We started off with two tracks called Photograph and Everyone's Hero. I did all this ripping late last night and I got it all messed up. I think I've sorted it out this morning. Are there any Bill Nelson fans out there? Come and say hello on the House of Prog or on Twitch. Better on Twitch. I can see you on Twitch. You can see me. So we're going to play the whole album, Northern Dream. It was only 250 copies made. I'm not sure if I've got one of them. Here's Bill, House of Sand. Right here. The House of Prog. Transatlantic Express.
Almost a woman. We'll be right back.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Unmistakable sound of Bill Nelson's guitar. You can definitely hear his signature sound on the guitar. And definitely there and definitely present. And this is, if you're listening for the first time, this is Bill Nelson's Northern Dream. It came out in 1971. It was originally only 250 copies pressed. It was recorded in Wakefield in Yorkshire at a very low budget. I think Bill designed the album covers and all that kind of stuff. It has been released many times over the years, and that leads me to believe if I have the original version, I don't know. I'm trying to check on Discogs to see if I actually do. I don't think so. The original came with a lyric sheet and a some artwork photos and things, I believe. The tracks you heard were Northern Dreamer, 1957, Love's Away, Rejoice, End of Seasons, House of Sand, and the set off and the show off Photograph / Everyone's Hero. Now, Bill Nelson, as you may know, went on to lead the band Bebop Deluxe, got signed to Harvest Records. I think the first album came out, and they made a number of albums in a very short period. I had a hit with Ships in the Night, which was 1975. I have the single of that. B-side was Crying to the Sky, attributed to Jimi Hendrix. Bill didn't like Chips in the Night as a song, didn't like playing it, apparently. So, what else? Went on after Bebop Deluxe and kind of went solo. Well, did go solo after Drastic Plastic, which came out in 78. I have a couple of copies of that. And then has been pretty well an independent producer, worked on many albums, David Sylvian, for example, done a lot of production, and he's involved in Cherry Red Records, I think that's where he's at now. But he's still a Yorkshireman and still living in his native part of the world, and still connected. And I have great admiration for Bill Nelson for sticking close to his guns as a performer, as an artist, and as a good old Yorkshireman. It's easy to get swayed. But they did do a tour. Bebop Deluxe did a couple of tours of the United States, and there is quite a few recordings around. Featured not too long ago, Bebop Deluxe live at Hammersmith Odeon. Excuse me. And that was, a re-release of the unreleased tracks, I believe. I have it. Oh, I consider that one of the greatest live albums ever made. Just it's perfect in so many ways. So let's continue. This album is far from perfect, and has a lot of, but you can hear where he's going, and you can pick out the things that he chose to use for Bebop Deluxe's first album, and tracks like "Adventures in a Yorkshire Landscape," "Jets at Dawn," etc., etc. And then, of course, he changed the band lineup for the second album, Futurama, I think it was. And nothing to do with the TV show. That never would not exist for another, 30 years after that. All right, so the next track is Side 2, Track 1. It's a pretty well a standard blues tune. Very short, thankfully. I think they had a bit of fun doing it. I don't think it would be kind of a blues thing that Bill would follow. But it was, of course, kind of on the demise in 1971. But I think you still had to kind of give it a shot. Anyway, this is Bill Nelson from his album Northern Dream, released in 1971. This is something called Blue Blues, right here on the House of Prog. CJSF 90.1 on a Tuesday night, on Thursday morning, and live right here from Vancouver, BC, Canada.
When I hear my guitar singing, she sounds just like a woman with the blues. When I hear my guitar singing, she sounds just like a woman with the blues. Well, she sings to me so sweet, I just can't help but turn her loose.